Bob Lloyd's Minute Meditations. Today's meditation, The Children of This World. The children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. Luke chapter 16, verse 8. We so often see the truth of this statement. It is common to find dedicated men and women who make great sacrifice to achieve their goals. In every field, from athletics to politics, we find those who spend all their time and energy to obtain their desired ends. Many times we notice that they are wiser in their quest for success than the children of light. These ambitious people make use of every opportunity to further their career. From their conversations and actions, it is evident that they are bent on succeeding in their chosen field. And for what? For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself, or be cast away? When we see the time and energy expended upon things as light as air, we see the wisdom of Solomon and realize that the things of this life are truly vanity and vexation of spirit. Yet we can learn a lesson from the children of this world. How much more dedicated we should be to our heavenly calling than they are to theirs. Like Moses, let us choose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. We see the wisdom of Moses. His crown of righteousness is laid up for him, while those who enjoyed the pleasure of sin have perished. Let us be diligent in laying up our treasure where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. The children of this world are busy laying up treasures on earth that are subject to all these perils, and then they lie down and die. It is the wise man who realizes that the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. These things which surround us shall surely pass away, and those who have fought so hard to obtain them shall also go the way of all the earth. But those who have chosen to strive for the eternal things shall inherit a crown of righteousness that fadeth not away.